Okay, again, a good moed to everybody, and a good Erev Yontif, the final aliyah in the Torah. Is a big controversy, as we know, in Machlokes, whether it was Yeshua ben Nun, Shur Bishimon Yeruchai, or Moshe Rabbeinu Kasav, or Bedema Kasav, special status, the last eight psukim in the Torah, and Korino Sam Biyachidi. Some of us will discuss that more in depth, Mirz Hashem, over Yontif, but be that as it may, we have the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Last year we focused on Moshe Rabbeinu as an Ish Halacha, Vayam Sham Moshe Eved Hashem Be'eretz Moav Al Pi Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu died because Hashem said to die. That's the ultimate act of conformity with the Ratzon Hashem, Ish HaElokim indeed. This year I just wanted to deal with the famous Divrei Chazal cited by Rashi, in the last pasuk in the Torah, L'chol hayara chazakha, l'chol mara gadol, asher asa Moshe le'enechol Yisrael, shvira saluchos, as the pasuk says, v'ashabreim le'enechem. So le'enechol Yisrael is an allusion to that. So why exactly are Chazal reading that into the conclusion of the Torah? So here I think we have to, again, go a little bit deeper than just the Gemara and Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu asa shlosha dvarim, right? V'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'daito, whether it was Moshe Hosef Yom Echad midaito, or Pirish Mina Isha, or Shibiras Haluchos. It wasn't just that this was a sign of Moshe Rabbeinu's remarkable halachic intuition as to what was necessary at that moment, and as the Gemara explains, based on the Kal V'chomer that Moshe Rabbeinu drew, but kol ben neichar lo yochal bo, if a mumar is invalid for Korban Pesach, so Kol Shekein, right, you know, L'chol HaTorah Kula, that Klal Yisrael, if they were Mumarim at that stage of history, the Egil Hazav, so then, you know, how could they possibly, you know, receive the entire Torah? Really the fascinating idea, because Korban Pesach, in its moment, B'Shaito, really was a microcosm of the whole Torah. At that point, the Jewish people hadn't received the Torah, they hadn't even yet been to Mara, so they didn't even have anything. And all they could do, all they needed to do, really, was to repudiate Avodah Zarah, Mishchu u'kechu, Mishchu yudechem mi'avodah zarah, kechu es ha-mitzvos. So be that as it may, there is a parallel between Korban Pesach and Kol HaTorah Kula. Part of the reason that the first Rashi LaTorah will be back in Bereishis very soon suggests that the Torah should really start with the Korban Pesach. The prelude to the Korban Pesach is HaChodesh HaZalachan, Rosh Chodeshim, Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which sets up Be'asor LaChodesh HaZev, Yikhula HaMish Salavesavo Salavayezev. In any event, we have to try to understand what that moment represented in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos. So I think what we should suggest is clearly it was the paradigm of Eis Lasos Lashem Heferu Sorosecha, in the literal sense of the term, the Moshe Rabbeinu taking the archetypal Sefer Torah, the Luchos, and breaking them, Heferu Sorosecha, because that's what our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu required at that moment. The idea of Eis Lasos more generally is a recognition, right, as the Gemara in Gittin explains in the context of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that if the entire Torah is going to be forgotten, right, if Torah Shebaal Peh is going to be lost, so then we have to override the idea of Devarim Shebaal Peh, Yata Rasha the Kasvan, Devarim Shebechtav, Yata Rasha the Amran Baal Peh, is that the entire system can't be held hostage to one prat within the system. That doesn't make any sense. So that's why we have the Rambam likens it to an amputation, right? The major thing is not for the organ to survive, it's for the organisms to survive. So as long as we don't abrogate Kol HaTorah Kula, as long as we don't abrogate, let's say, Avodah Zarah, and we don't abrogate any mitzvah, L'dorei Doros, so any mitzvah can, and if that's the case, must, al pi, a Navi, must be abrogated, Shchutei Chutz, al Yoh Navi, by Har HaKarmel, for the survival of the whole system, right, etc. So the point really is that Moshe Rabbeinu, at that moment of Heferu Sorosecha, of Eis Lasos Lashem, based on his halachic intuition, right, Yashar Koach Sheshibarta, based on his Kal V'chomer that he drew of Kol Benechar Lo Yochal Bo of Korban Pesach, right, for that, you know, a Mumar is ineligible, so certainly to receive the Torah, this is not the right time. And so that required a mastery of Kol HaTorah Kula, to abrogate You know, we talk about kol dehetera adif. What we mean by that is that a person can, generally speaking, be machmir without consequence. Sometimes every chumra is really a kula, but generally speaking, if you're not sure what to do, so safek, you know, lahachmir, just safek derais lahachmir, you're not sure what to do, so until you can clarify or ask somebody, so maybe a person should just be machmir. Kol dehetera takes very broad shoulders to be mekel. It takes even broader shoulders, right, and all kinds of halachic parameters that have to be met to literally violate, right, in issa daraisa bechavana, right? But that requires having a sense and a mastery of what the entire system is, right? For a doctor, for a vascular surgeon to come in and say, we need to do this amputation, it's the only way that the organism is going to survive. So that takes huge shoulders, right, in the medical sense, the havdil, in a halachic sense, to say, this is what needs to be done. We need to vashabrein le'nechem. So that was the greatest possible testament to Moshe Rabbeinu's sovereign mastery over Kol HaTorah Kula, that he could see that even though it seems like the most scandalous thing in the world to take the luchos, ma'aseh elokim heima, and to throw them on the ground, right? Take a Sefer Torah, imagine the Gadol Hador taking a Sefer Torah and throwing it on the ground and destroying it. It's unfathomable. You rise Korea, you see a Sefer Torah destroyed. But the point is that that's exactly what was necessary. If you want to know, begin to have an insight into Moshe Rabbeinu's mastery of Torah, it's that he was able to take such a step. A step that nobody could have taken without a directive, Yashar Koach Shibarta, but only those who have mastered, only the one who had mastered the needs of the organism overall, of Kol HaTorah Kula, could take such a step of Heferu Sarasecha. It's really a shiur in Moshe Rabbeinu's godless Batara. So I just want to thank everybody. Chazak, chazak, chazak. Our second cycle of the Shnai Mikra Chabura. Yirtz Hashem will come back on Wednesday with a triple installment, the way that the Yontif falls out this year. So we have to triple up for Brachos and then finish the week. It's a short week. Remember the halachos of Shnai Mikra, v'achatargim v'ilva shelo yaktim v'shelo yacher, after the reading on Tuesday morning of Chas and Brachos, so then we can go. Encourage everybody to use Tuesday. It's a very short week, and Brachos is a very foreboding, very, very lengthy Rashi's, complicated parsha. So they get it done as much as you can on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Erev Shabbos, to double up the Elios. So get started for sure. But Tuesday is not a day to squander, just in terms of the celebrations in Torah, but really to get going. And then Mirtz Hashem will pick things up from there. And again, I want to wish everybody Yashar Koach, and I appreciate all these questions and their interactions. And it's so wonderful to be able to fulfill this mitzvah together. La'olam yashlem adam parshiyosav im hatzibur shnai mikra ve'achat targum. So this has brought new meaning to that Imat Tzibur, with our little virtual Tzibur here. Has been a great zechus two times over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezaka us to continue on in good strength and good health in our learning of Chumash with Targum, Rashi, Ramban. And then, God willing, this coming year, we're going to try to focus Be'ezrat Hashem on the commentary of the Sfarno in the year ahead.